Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you as we go into your word that it's your spirit that witnesses with our spirit. So this is we are finding the beautiful plan that you have got. And we are resting in the Sabbath rest that which you desired from the beginning is now being released to us in the goodness, in your goodness. Goodness of the Father, goodness of the Son, the goodness of the Holy Spirit. And watched over by the angels. Lord, thank you for this wonderful rest that is found in your wisdom, in you building the house. In Jesus' name, amen. It's just one verse, Psalm 112, and it's verse 9.
Never stingy and always generous to those in need. They lived lives of influence and honor that will never be forgotten, for they were full of good deeds.
Hallelujah. And it's just so beautiful, you know, as I was just praying this morning, as you just heard there, that this is not the righteousness of man, you know, unrighteousness of man or self-righteousness of man. This is the righteousness of God coming through when you understand it's the job has been well done. Everything has been done. The Father said, step back, rest. You can't do it on your own. I will do it for you. I will work in you to will and to do. So it's the psalm starts off with about the us partaking of the fear of the Lord, and the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and the Bible tells us that this there's a wisdom for the mature. So you've tried your own works, you've fallen into religion, you've been zealous. But it's not been this zeal, it's zeal for God, but not the zeal of God. And then you came to that place and saw that, hey, he said he will write the laws on our hearts and our minds. The word says that he will work in us to will and to do. You come to the scriptures that says he gives for the mature, he gives a wisdom for our glory. And this is brings glory to him and to us. Because it's not natural man's wisdom, it's God's wisdom. So, guys, just be encouraged again. You've got a beautiful, great, and wonderful God. And thank you for all the prayers that went up for that mother giving birth and for Stunder there in the hospital. And that's just showing the compassion of the Lord, that the love of God is coming through. Because that's another thing. When you understand this job has been done, the work has been done 100%, and you enter into this rest, you find the love and compassion of God. And that's what Paul also writes. I'll share that in 2 Corinthians 5, where this love constrains us because you know one has died for all. And so it's no more. Is it a believer? Isn't a believer? You know, God is wanting to show his love in these times. And so you're compassionate to bring him into every situation. Because you have seen how he has inspired, motivated, and blessed you and your family. And you wanted to see this for every family. So you want to see this on the earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will. And your will is to be generous to those in need and to do good deeds. In Jesus' name, amen.